Good vach, we continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishma Sarah Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in the fifth parak of Masechta Machshirim. We're up to the two short Mishnayos in Parak Hey, Mishnayos Beis, and Gimel. The Mishnah begins, Hashat al Pnei Hamayim. Let's say somebody was swimming in the water. So when you swim in water, you splash water unintentionally. So if you're splashing water, you're certainly not going to be happy with the water you splashed. The water that sprinkles here and there and splashes about, that's not going to be a situation of bichiyutan. Sometimes when we're playing in the water, so it sprinkles on our friend, and then that's going to create a situation of bichiyutan in that situation. Let's say a person makes bubbles in the water. All right? By making bubbles, they pop. The water that splashes and that which is inside the bubble is not included in bechiyutan. The water that splashes and the bubbles themselves lack the ability to be masher. Why is that? He had no intention to make anything wet. He just wanted to blow bubbles. And that was the intention. What if we have a situation where we have fruit where there was a leak that dripped into the fruit? And he mixes them so that they can dry, right? In other words, I have rainwater that was leaking from a roof that drips into a container filled with fruit, and it collects at the top. So therefore, the produce at the top of the container is very wet, and the rest of it stayed dry. Had we left it alone, it wouldn't be susceptible to tumah. But I shook up the entire thing so that the water should spread out. In such a situation, Rabbi Shimon says, Bechiyutan. He says, too bad, it's Bechiyutan. Bachachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, it's not going to be considered Bechiyutan, since the reason I spread the water around was to get it to evaporate. I clearly don't want the water to be there. Since I clearly don't want the water to be there, I can't be held liable, and my fruit can't be held in responsible for being Bechiyutan. We'll stop here, Be'ezus Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful week.